everybody. This is Michael Sweet of Striper, and you are listening to Power Rock Podcast with Jim Madonna.
Hey, everyone. Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock. We got it all. And friends, today I have a very special guest on the line. Singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Mr. Michael Sweet of Striper. Michael, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, buddy. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
No, Michael, it's truly an honor for me. You know, I have been a Michael Sweet Striper fan for many, many years, and I just truly am humbled.
Well, likewise, man. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and I always say this, and I always mean it. You know, we wouldn't be here without people like yourself, so it means the world.
Michael, I know you're pressed for time, so I'm going to try to get right to it. Let's start with the anniversary tour. I mean, we're talking 30 years. We're going back to 1986. What, looking back, realizing, wow, been 30 years. Tell the listeners, you know, your feelings through that, how it kind of transpired.
Well, the first thing that goes through my head is it doesn't feel like 30 years. I can't believe how quickly the time has passed. You know, to me, it seems like half of that, you know, 15 years, if that. So it's definitely gone by very quickly. And, you know, we're really excited about the fact that, you know, we're still here 30 years after To Hell with the Devil was released with the original lineup, getting ready to go and tour, releasing, recording, writing music. And it's really incredible to us and exciting to us to be blessed in that way and still be doing it. I mean, a lot of bands aren't. A lot of bands, for whatever reason, aren't able to put together the original lineup. It might be irreconcilable differences. It might be tragically because somebody passed or what have you. But, you know, Striper's been blessed in that regard in the sense that we're able to put together the original lineup and give people that, give the fans that. And of course, fans want to see that, ultimately. So it's really cool to be going out, getting ready, preparing to do this in celebration of 30 years of the release, since the release of To Hell with the Devil. And we're thrilled. We're just pumped up. We're ready to do it.
And what I'm excited about is that you're opening the tour in my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, nice. Well, there you go. Yeah, we're playing at, what's the name of the venue there? I keep forgetting it.
Center Stage, Michael.
There you go, Center Stage. Yeah, great place, perfect place for a rock show, and we're thrilled to be coming. We've been there, I think this will be our third time at Center Stage. We played there back in 2003, I believe, and we played there, I want to say, maybe about four or five years ago. And then we're playing there again. So it's always a pleasure to come back through Atlanta. Always.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it myself, I must admit. Well, Michael, since we've talked about a little bit about To Hell with the Devil, there's a couple songs that I want to play off those off that album. And, of course, I want to play the self-titled song, To Hell with the Devil. What do you say,
yeah,
man?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a crowd favorite, a fan favorite, and rightfully so. It's powerful. It says a lot musically, lyrically. It's a classic. It is a classic Striper song, absolutely.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear To Hell with the Devil with Striper on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
We'll be right back.
We are back with Michael Sweet of Striper. Epic song, man. 30 years. Wow. Like you had stated, it's...
Yeah, that's the one that always gets the crowd going. We usually save that one for last. I don't think, though, on this tour, since we're doing the album in sequence, I think that falls first. It's Abyss, then Tell with the Devil, I believe, right?
That is correct.
So it's going to be interesting opening with To Hell with the Devil. We usually don't do that.
You know, I remember in an interview, you had stated that, or I heard it somewhere. I don't remember exactly.
Well, it's going to be tough to sing. I mean, I'll be fine, but it's going to be tough to come out of the box singing out of the gate, singing that song, because that's a pretty, you know, powerful vocal song. It's upper range. It's gritty. So it should be interesting. We'll see how that goes. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I'm certain it's going to be fine only because of, you know, Michael, you're kind of like a bottle of wine, you know, you just keep getting better with age, man.
I don't know, man. I just talked about this in a couple other interviews an hour or so ago. You know, I've lost some of my range over the years, but it is somehow in a very odd way, I think it's helped me. My voice was so high before. It's come down in range a little bit. I think it's a good thing. And I'm still able to sing the songs. We haven't changed the keys yet of the songs. A lot of bands have. Maybe we will someday, but we haven't had to yet. So it's pretty cool, man. I'm very blessed. I count my blessings, and I'm thankful for the fact that I can still go out and do it.
Absolutely. Michael, the next track I want to talk about is Calling on You. Being, you know, on MTV, what inspired you to write that song?
Oh, man, that was one of those songs where it was just, you know, it was really from God's perspective. You know, He's calling on us, you know, and that's really how the song originally was written. But obviously, a lot of times the listener takes the song however they want to take it. And, you know, we've had people come up to us and say that they referred to that song and that lyric and related to it as in a relationship. I thought that was cool. You know, it's the most important thing about what we do is if the song makes you smile, makes you feel good, and inspires you. And that, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Obviously, everybody knows where we put our faith. Everybody knows that we believe in God and we live for God and we sing for God. But, you know, not everyone that listens to Striper or is a fan of Striper feels the same way. We have some atheists that listen to us. Believe it or not, we have Satanists that listen to us. So they're not going to take the lyric the same way. But that being said, if that lyric can make them feel good, give them hope, inspire them, encourage them, hey, that's a start, and that's an incredible thing.
That's right. You know, at least you have gone ahead as a believer, and you've planted that seed, which is critical.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, the song is really a pop metal song. It's got a very edgy sound to it, but it's also got a very poppy sound to it. It's very similar to, like, Always There For You on In God We Trust. You know, those songs are similar, and I think Striper did a very good job at combining the metal with the pop sense and the melodic sense. And that combination seemed to work very well.
Well, it certainly did. And so I'm going to tell you what, Michael, let's go ahead and let the listeners hear. Calling on You with Striper. Crank it up.
Inside of me, that is a lonely place.
right. Again, we are back with Michael Sweet of Striper. But what I would like to talk to you now about is one of your solo albums that you had done called I'm Not Your Suicide, which was done in 2014, correct?
That is correct. It was done just a few years ago and was released on Big Three Records.
And there's one particular track I want to talk about, which is called Taking on the World Tonight. Now, you do that song featuring Tony Harnell of TNT.
That's correct.
That song is just amazing, man. And briefly, can you explain how did you get with Harnell and put this together?
Well, I've known Tony since 1987 when TNT opened for Striper on the To Hell with the Devil tour. So we go way back. And we've stayed in touch, and especially most recently in the past 4 or 5 years, we've really been in a lot of contact, and he's come out and played with us at shows, and we talk on the phone all the time. We're really good friends. He's a great guy. And I thought it'd be perfect to have him on that song. I love Tony's voice. I always have. I think he's one of the best singers ever to sing that style of music, and one of my favorite singers of all time. And I thought it'd be perfect to have him on that song. So he graciously accepted the challenge and said, let's do it. And you have taken on the world tonight, man. And I think our voices complement each other pretty well, too.
I totally agree. You know, Michael, I remember back, I believe it was, it was probably 4 years ago when yourself and Oz did an acoustic set in North Platte, Nebraska that Justin Murr had put together. And
right.
Tony,
yep.
And of course, I was there, and Tony was there, and you know, John Karabi, you know, or a bunch of various artists. And
I remember it very well.
it was an amazing gig, and I was truly blessed to be part of that event, and to have the experience of meeting Tony and yourself again, and of course,
yep.
Oz. And but I want to go back to the track. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Taking on the World Tonight with Michael Sweet on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Back down. Why would I walk when I was born to fly?
And we are back with Michael Sweet of Striper. I got to be honest with you. I have never in my life have I been nervous for an interview. But
Oh, man, it's all good. It's all good.
Well, that's one of the things that I truly admire and respect about you is that you take the time, you treat your fans as God wanted us to treat each other, because as you well know, and
I know it is, and I mean, a cutthroat world.
Absolutely,
it's a crazy world we live in. So, you know, to me, it's all about people, and it's all about taking the time to love them, because later on in life, that's the impression. That's what matters. The music is a tool, but you know how people are treated. That's what lasts forever. So, it's important to me to give people the time of day, without question.
Amen, brother. The next topic I would like to talk about is the Fallen album. You guys are just now finishing up a tour. Again, I had the opportunity of hanging out with y'all in Nashville, Tennessee. And,
yep.
And we had Wynonna Judd as a special guest. That was quite the treat. Man, I got to tell you, I was blown away, man. I mean, here I am seeing Striper for the third, fourth time, and watching you guys perform, and these new tracks are just off the chain, man. I mean, like I had stated, you just keep getting better and better. And I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for that album. And
Hey, man. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Again, when we go into an album and start recording something, that's the most important part of it to us, and always will be, is that we can somehow, through the music, through the lyric, inspire people. Make them feel good, make them, you know, want to wake up and listen again and be encouraged by what they're hearing. So that's the important side of what we do. And the most, it's the priority in everything that we do, you know, is to inspire people, obviously, and ultimately through God's love, God's message, His salvation. And that's what we, you know, infuse into the lyrics and the music itself.
Michael, let's go ahead and let the listeners hear a song that I have chosen off the album. This one here is called Yahweh. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Yahweh, Yahweh.
And we are back with Michael Sweet of Striper. Michael, I also wanted to add that I have a personal and dear friend in my little studio here in the North Georgia Mountains. And he is no mystery to you. That is my buddy, Michael D. Kohler. Back in 2009, was approached by Dave Rhodes to create the official Striper fan YouTube channel. And I think it's really important I give Michael a shout out, because I personally believe that he had done an amazing job and his persistence to keep everything so organized for the fans. I would just like to say thank you to Michael.
Well, you know what? Hey, likewise. Thank you, Michael. And of course, he's done a great job. He's been doing it for a long time. And as I said earlier when we started, you know, if it wasn't for people like yourself and Michael and many others out there who, you know, wave that flag and help us spread the word and keep us alive, you know, and keep things going and moving forward, I mean, we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you at all. So we're grateful for that, and it's such an important part of who we are and what we do.
Right on. I think Michael wants us just to say hello, if you don't mind.
Hey, Michael, how you doing? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm hanging in there like everyone else and, you know, enjoying life, hopefully like everybody else.
Right.
Well, that's good. That's great, man. You know, it's like you stated, Michael, it's a hard world, man. And, you know, coming together is just, it's so important. It really is, man, because people, I really think that they count on tomorrow, man, when the truth of the matter is, it's just simply not promised to us, man.
Oh, hey, man, dude, I appreciate it. I really do. And it's just a joy talking to you. No problem. I think you're doing a great job, too, so don't beat yourself up too much.
I appreciate that, Michael. Michael, I want to ask you a question. And this may be, I don't know if it's going to be a difficult question, but here it is. You know, with so many projects under your belt, you have been so blessed to be able to do so much. If you had to say or choose some of your, in your opinion, your best work, something that is your favorite, what would that be?
Well, you know, I always break it up into old and new. And the reason why I do that is to be fair to the old and to be fair to the new, because I feel like the old is important, but the new is equally as important. In terms of the old classic stuff, it's my favorite by a landslide is Soldiers Under Command. To me, it just has, it's youthful, it's energetic, it's fresh, it's exciting. It has all those qualities. To Hell with the Devil has some of those qualities, but it was more produced and polished and geared towards radio and, you know, a little bit more corporate. But Soldiers wasn't that at all. Soldiers was just raw. And you know, four young guys making metal. And that was it. So that's my favorite old album. My favorite new album, believe it or not, Striper, would probably be Fallen. I like the way that album sounds. I like the way it turned out. I like the flow of it. And it just, you know, I wouldn't go back and really change anything on that album. I think most every other album I probably would change a few things. So I'm pretty pleased with that. In terms of my solo stuff, I'm very pleased with One Sided War. And not just because it hasn't come out yet and it's the newest, but because I'm a guy as a producer and a writer who tries to get better and better with each project. And I feel that that's happening. And I like the direction of how things are going. And I think One Sided War, is the best sounding thing that I've done in the most recent years. And I look forward to topping that and improving upon that with the next Striper album. And that's always the goal, to outdo ourselves and make it better with each recording.
Right on. Now that you're on the we're on the subject of One Sided War, Michael, I want to share this, man. You know, when you put out the video, Bizarre, the first guitar riff that I heard, I was absolutely glued. And when you started to sing, I'm going to tell you, man, by far, my opinion, this is your best album ever based upon as well the music that I've heard. I mean, vocally. Dude, you knocked it out of the park. That's why I had stated earlier, you know, you get better with age. I mean, that heavy, raw, hard rock, that is all you, man. And it was.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. I think if you're basing that, you've only heard a few songs, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. So based on those few songs that you've heard, if you feel that way right now, then you're really going to feel that way when you hear the rest of the album, because the album's very diverse. It's all in the same tool shed in terms of it's all heavy. It's all guitar laden. It's all in your face, just straight up hard rock metal. There are some songs on there that are a little slower paced and chunkier. There are some songs that are a little different for me that people might go, oh, wow, this is different, but in a good way. There's a ballad on there. It's not like an Honestly ballad. It's more like a Whitesnake ballad, more guitar-oriented. And I think when you hear the whole album, you might be impressed, man. I tell you right now, it's my favorite thing that I've ever been a part of. It really, truly is, and I'm so excited for people to hear it. Hear the whole thing. I can't wait.
And you know what? I just want to say this. You know, I think it is really cool what you have done as far as the golden ticket. Now, anybody who listens to this interview will, of course, or they should have by now heard of the golden ticket. You know, I think that is just really awesome of what you're doing. And if you just want to just briefly explain what that is, because I know you're under the gun, and we only got a few more seconds here to go. And,
well, man, it's cool. It's cool because what we did is we put tickets, the golden ticket, 100 of them, in 100 CDs. So the actual, you know, physical copy CDs, and when you go to whether it's Best Buy or Rat Pack Records or Amazon, you order one from Amazon, or you go in FYE or wherever you buy a CD. Michael Sweet, One Sided War. When you open it up, if you get a ticket inside, you win something. And that ranges from a really cool, unique shirt to a guitar. I mean, it's all over the map in terms of what you can win. So it's very cool, it's very unique, and it's very exciting. People are pumped about that.
Well, they should be. And also, I understand that One Sided War is already number one on Amazon.
It's number one in hard rock and number one in metal. I think it's number 71 overall, and it's still 9 days from being released. So it's very exciting, man. I can't even tell you how excited we are.
Well, I know I'm excited. Let's go ahead and play the tune Bizarre with Michael Sweet. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Strength of a lion, cat, and dazzling.
And we are back with Michael Sweet. And by the way, Michael, I want to briefly say thank you for the audio file. And allowing me to play it on the show.
I'm glad we were able to do this, buddy.
Equally, my friend. I want to ask you one more question. We're going to go ahead and close the show out. As an artist, as a family man, and a believer, how would you like to be remembered as you go home to be with the Lord one day? Or what type of legacy would you like to leave?
You know, what I want to leave is that I was passionate and I was legitimate and sincere. You know, I've always stood by my convictions. I've always stood by who I am and who I believe in since the age of 20 when I'm committed to that with Striper. Yes, I've had weaknesses along the way, and yes, I've stumbled along the way, but I've never wavered from that. I've never turned my back on God and said, you know, I don't believe in God anymore, or, you know, gone down a different road, or, you know, went public and said, this was just a joke. And many people have done that. You know, I've seen it, and it's really sad when you do see that. I've never done that. So I've stayed true to my convictions, and I've stayed true to my God. And I hope people remember that when I'm gone. And that you got to give Striper props for that, all four of us, that we've been doing this for 32 years, and we've stayed true to who we are and what we do, and we haven't wavered at all. And, you know, we're still here. We're still doing it with the original lineup. And, you know, there's something to be said for that. It's pretty powerful.
Amen, my friend. And what a great answer. Well, Michael, we're going to go ahead and close the show out. And I just truly, from the bottom of my heart, man, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to do this interview. You have blessed myself, my lovely wife, throughout the years. And man, I just thank you so much for everything that you've done. I pray that God just continues to bless you and that, you know, he just continues for prosperity, health, everything. You know, that's my prayer for you, my friend.
Dude, that's very nice of you. I appreciate it. And it's been an honor talking to you guys. And I look forward to checking this out and hearing it.
Absolutely, brother. Well, I'll tell you what, man. There's an interview with Michael Sweet of Striper. I am Jim Madonna, your host. We're going to go ahead and play one more song off To Hell With the Devil. This one here is called The Way. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.